T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's get reaction to today's release of the Mueller report from Long Island Republican Congressman Peter King. Congressman, I know you've been poring through this report just like the rest of us. What are your impressions?
That it does on the issue of Russian collusion totally exonerate the president. It shows that the Russians attempted a number of times to interfere with the campaign, and nobody with the president in any way cooperated with them. There's no cooperation, no collusion. And what this shows is that really for the last 2 years, it's been a disgrace what's been done to the president. There was no evidence to begin the investigation. Now the investigation is over, and they found out there was nothing there. On the issue of obstruction, these are all things where the president was doing what a president has the right to do, to fire Jim Comey, to answer questions that were being thrown that were improper, as far as the meetings that Don Jr. had with the Russians in Trump Tower. There was nothing there at all. And I knew this for the last 2 years. On the Intelligence Committee, all of these witnesses the Mueller had, we had Don Jr., Jared Kushner, Steve Bannon, Hope Hicks, all of them. There was never any evidence at all whatsoever of collusion, and yet you would have people on the committee coming down saying there was all this evidence. We couldn't talk about it because we're sworn to secrecy. The fact is they were all lies now coming home, and the fact is the president is being exonerated totally on collusion. And on the issue of obstruction, I fully agree with Attorney General Barr and with the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. There was no obstruction whatsoever.
The report itself says the Mueller team was unable to conclude that no criminal conduct occurred. It's kind of a double negative, but what are your thoughts on that line?
Well, they're talking about obstruction. On collusion, it was agreed there was no collusion at all. On obstruction, I assume there were some people on Mueller's staff who thought there was a criminal case. I've gone through all those instances. To me, absolutely none of them comes close to approaching a crime. This was the president defending himself. He had the right to do it. He can't just allow himself to be a target. As far as firing Comey, he had the absolute right to fire Comey, and he never tried to stop the investigation. The president's lawyer testified for 30 hours before the Mueller people. The president himself turned over millions of documents to the, I think it's 1.4 million, actually, is the total amount, to Mueller. He never stopped anybody from testifying, and he never asserted executive privilege. So, to me, there's no obstruction whatsoever.
There are parts of this report that are heavily redacted for good reason, would you say?
Yeah, listen, these redactions were done in cooperation with the Mueller people. Most of them involved ongoing trials. I assume that's Roger Stone, and it could even be subsequent matters involving Manafort, but there's nothing at all that I see that goes to the heart of the case. These are all tangential and incidental, which have nothing to do with the final conclusion.
I know Chairman Nadler, the Judiciary Committee, your New York colleague, has been champing at the bit, waiting for the release of this report. What would you say to Chairman Nadler about moving forward now?
Listen, you know, Jerry has to do what he has to do. And politically, I almost hope the Democrats keep this going because it's going to blow up in their face. But for the country, it's bad. It's time to let the president do his job. You can run against him on real issues, but not on this. Listen, nobody ever said Donald Trump was a saint, but he is a patriot, and that's what this report shows.
Bottom line, is the president exonerated in your mind?
President is absolutely exonerated in my mind, yes.
Long Island Republican Congressman Peter King, always a pleasure. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you, Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.